Welcome to Ad Bible, an audio daily devotion from the Ezra Project. We join Alan J. Huth as he shares Bible passages and comments from over 30 years of his personal Bible reading journals.
Today we are in Daniel chapter 7. We'll listen to Faith Comes by Hearing's recording of the 28 verses of Daniel 7.
Daniel 7. In the first year of Belshazzar, king of Babylon, Daniel saw a dream and visions of his head as he lay in his bed. Then he wrote down the dream and told the sum of the matter. Daniel declared,
I saw in my vision by night, and behold, the four winds of heaven were stirring up the great sea. And four great beasts came up out of the sea, different from one another. The first was like a lion, and had eagle's wings. Then, as I looked, its wings were plucked off, and it was lifted up from the ground, and made to stand on 2 feet like a man. And the mind of a man was given to it. And behold, another beast, a second one, like a bear. It was raised up on one side. It had 3 ribs in its mouth between its teeth, and it was told, Arise, devour much flesh. After this I looked, and behold, another, like a leopard with 4 wings of a bird on its back. And the beast had 4 heads, and dominion was given to it. After this I saw in the night visions, and behold, a 4th beast. Terrifying and dreadful and exceedingly strong. It had great iron teeth. It devoured and broke in pieces and stamped what was left with its feet. It was different from all the beasts that were before it, and it had 10 horns. I considered the horns, and behold, there came up among them another horn, a little one, before which 3 of the 1st horns were plucked up by the roots. And behold, in this horn were eyes like the eyes of a man, and a mouth speaking great things. As I looked, thrones were placed, and the Ancient of Days took his seat. His clothing was white as snow, and the hair of his head like pure wool. His throne was fiery flames, its wheels were burning fire. A stream of fire issued and came out from before him. 1,000 thousands served him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The court sat in judgment, and the books were opened. I looked then because of the sound of the great words that the horn was speaking. And as I looked, the beast was killed, and its body destroyed and given over to be burned with fire. As for the rest of the beasts, their dominion was taken away, but their lives were prolonged for a season and a time. I saw in the night visions, and behold, with the clouds of heaven there came one like a son of man. And he came to the Ancient of Days, and was presented before him. And to him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom, that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion, which shall not pass away, and his kingdom one that shall not be destroyed. As for me, Daniel, my spirit within me was anxious, and the visions of my head alarmed me. I approached one of those who stood there and asked him the truth concerning all this. So he told me and made known to me the interpretation of the things.
These 4 great beasts are 4 kings who shall arise out of the earth. But the saints of the Most High shall receive the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, forever and ever.
Then I desired to know the truth about the 4th beast, which was different from all the rest, exceedingly terrifying, with its teeth of iron and claws of bronze, and which devoured and broke in pieces and stamped what was left with its feet. And about the 10 horns that were on its head,
and the other horn that came up, and before which three of them fell. The horn that had eyes and a mouth that spoke great things and that seemed greater than its companions. As I looked, this horn made war with the saints and prevailed over them until the Ancient of Days came and judgment was given for the saints of the Most High. And the time came when the saints possessed the kingdom. Thus he said,
"As for the fourth beast, there shall be a fourth kingdom on earth, which shall be different from all the kingdoms, and it shall devour the whole earth, and trample it down, and break it to pieces. As for the ten horns, out of this kingdom 10 kings shall arise, and another shall arise after them. He shall be different from the former ones, and shall put down 3 kings. He shall speak words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and shall think to change the times and the law, and they shall be given into his hand for a time, times and half a time. But the court shall sit in judgment, and his dominion shall be taken away, to be consumed and destroyed to the end. And the kingdom and the dominion and the greatness of the kingdoms under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High. Their kingdom shall be an everlasting kingdom, and all dominions shall serve and obey them."
Here is the end of the matter. As for me, Daniel, my thoughts greatly alarmed me, and my color changed, but I kept the matter in my heart.
In 1988, after reading Daniel 7, I wrote one line in my journal: "Visions of kingdoms. I don't understand, but God is in control of the whole world." In 2005, I read Daniel 7 and I wrote, "God knows the end from the beginning. Daniel got a glimpse of history. Kingdoms on earth don't matter. The fact that God provides dreams and visions and weaves his story throughout history matters. He also reveals, one like the Son of Man was coming. Man's kingdom passes away, but Jesus' kingdom will last forever." In 2012, after reading Daniel 7, I wrote, "Daniel, the dreamer translator, has his own vision. If these four kingdoms are Babylon, Medes and Persia, Greece and Rome, where is the rest of world history? From the ancient era, we jump to the Antichrist and Jesus' second coming? Daniel gets a glimpse into heaven, chapter 7, verses 9 through 10 and 13 through 14. He sees the throne room of God, the Ancient of Days, and he sees Jesus with God. During the fourth kingdom, maybe the last on earth, that ruler will speak words against the Most High and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, according to verse 25. Saints, Christians and Jews will be worn out by the end. We're getting there already, i.e. last night's election. The cause of Christ, biblical principles, lost everywhere. As I wrote in my journal back in 1988, I don't understand these things described in chapter 7. So I'm not a biblical scholar. I'm not trying to teach what these visions mean. The question is, how does it apply to me? What do I get out of it? And what can I do with my life because of Daniel chapter 7? And what I get out of this chapter is what I wrote in my journals. God is sovereign. He is in control. Man and his kingdoms come and go, but God's kingdom will always be here. It will last forever. So let's look at verse 13. "I saw in the night visions, and behold, with the clouds of heaven there came one like a son of man. And he came to the Ancient of Days, and was presented before him. And to him was given dominion, and glory, and a kingdom, that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion, which shall not pass away, and his kingdom one that shall not be destroyed." That's what matters to me out of Daniel chapter 7. The last kingdom is going to be the kingdom of Jesus. But before that, there's going to be a fourth kingdom. This kingdom really concerned Daniel. Daniel said, "My spirit within me was anxious, and the visions of my head alarmed me. My thoughts greatly alarmed me, and my color changed." So what God is revealing to Daniel is disconcerting. According to verse 21, this fourth beast made war with the saints and prevailed over them until the Ancient of Days came and judgment was given for the saints of the Most High. And the time came when the saints possessed the kingdom. This may very well describe the last kingdom on earth. And in the New Testament at this time, it says even the elect will be deceived. Verse 25 says it so. He shall speak words against the Most High and shall wear out the saints of the Most High. But, aren't you glad there's some buts in the Bible? But, verse 26, but the court shall sit in judgment, and his dominion shall be taken away to be consumed and destroyed to the end. And the kingdom and the dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High. That kingdom shall be an everlasting kingdom, and all dominions shall serve and obey them. Those are the things I focus on out of Daniel chapter 7. So let's review. God is in control regardless of the kingdoms of men. The last kingdom will be very difficult, and even the saints will be deceived. But God will be victorious. The Ancient of Days will judge that fourth kingdom and destroy it. And then Jesus' kingdom will reign here on earth. The question to you in your application today may be, are you one of the saints of the Most High? Will you be one who will receive the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever and ever? Let's pray. Father, we can get discouraged or encouraged as we read your word. I choose to be encouraged by Daniel chapter 7 today, that yes, you are sovereign, yes, you are in control of all the kingdoms that have ever been and will be on this earth. And yeah, it might get difficult at the end, but you will destroy the enemy and you will reign forever and ever. We have the chance to be with you in that if we receive you as our Lord and Savior, if we truly are one of the saints of the Most High God. And Lord, whichever era I'm living in, whichever beast or kingdom I'm under, I'm always under you. Holy Spirit, remind me of that today and strengthen me so that I can help you build your kingdom here on earth. We give you the praise and the thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.